The interesting part is that Alibaba just made voice quality feel like a pricing decision, not a luxury purchase. That lands right when everyone is trying to make agents sound less like a help desk IVR.
Yeah, and this one is actually shipped. Quen Audio 3.0 TTS comes in Flash for real-time interaction and Plus for higher quality generation, both hosted through Alibaba Cloud Model Studio.
So there is a clean user story. Flash handles a live assistant or an agent speaking back during a workflow. Plus handles narration, multilingual content, or anything where the voice has to survive a close listen.
That is a very specific kind of optimism, Cooper. The practical split is good, though. Flash reports first packet latency around 300 milliseconds. Plus is quality first, but its throughput is only about 16 characters per second.
Wait, only 16? That sounds slow until you separate interactive replies from generated audio. A live agent cares about the first packet. A 3-minute training narration cares more about whether the voice stays coherent and doesn't lose its personality halfway through.
Exactly. And the system supports one-pass long-form synthesis up to 3 minutes, hard text normalization, and vocoder's super resolution for output up to 48 kHz. Those are boring details, but production audio is mostly boring details. The mechanism is interesting too. They use a 12.5 Hz low frame rate speech tokenizer. Fewer audio tokens per second means less autoregressive decoding, while the tokenizer is meant to retain content and speaker information.
And that is where adoption happens. The team can pick a preset voice from the 16-language library or use voice cloning and voice design. They do not have to start by building a tiny audio laboratory just to test a support workflow. And the wider pricing story matters. Plus is listed at about $27.59 per million characters, roughly a third of the cited 11 labs and Minimax tiers it outranks.
Thank you. The Arena puts Plus near 1,236 ELO, just ahead of Simba 3.2 at 1,234, with Gemini 3.1 Flash TTS at 1,214 and Sonic 3.5 at 1,207. But Plus is much slower than those cited rivals. Quality is not the only production metric. The bigger market signal is that this is a hosted-only model, while Quen 3 TTS is the separate open wait line. Teams wanting managed latency, SDK support, and regional access can try this quickly.
Right, and the developer path is concrete. The model IDs are Quen Audio 3.0 TTS Flash and Quen Audio 3.0 TTS Plus. Alibaba provides the Dash Scope SDK and raw WebSocket examples in Python, Java, Go, C#, PHP, and Node.js, with Singapore and Beijing regions.
The formats are practical too, PCM, WAV, MP3, and Opus. I would start with Flash for an interactive agent, then send the same scripts through Plus and measure interruption behavior, pronunciation, speaker similarity, and cost. Not vibes, a small test set.
Yes. And I would test ugly reference audio on purpose, because clean studio cloning is the easiest possible demo. Give it the recordings that make your team regret inviting audio into the product.
The release earns attention because the mechanism, language coverage, and price line up with actual deployment choices. I would not call it the universal best TTS system. The throughput and hosted-only constraint are real. But for teams choosing between a fast voice and a polished voice, this gives them a credible two-tier path.
And now we have to stop before episode 718 turns into a procurement spreadsheet. Miles, thanks for making speech tokens sound like a charming evening activity.
You loved it.
I did. Go test the two model IDs, and I will see you next time, ideally with fewer chair noises and exactly the same amount of optimism.